Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, October 14th, heating up today, but it could get nasty a little later on around Sydney. Shower or two, a possible storm around the city and the west today. So tops between 24 and 26 degrees. A busy show ahead. Terry Reader will be my first guest today. The head, of course, of the successful Dolphins expansion bid, still basking in the glow of being announced as the NRL's 17th team. But now the next phase begins. It gets serious right now, and it will include a massive shake-up of the player market. We'll go through that this morning. Redcliffe, of course, has been the breeding ground of some very famous footballers. And today I'm going to catch up with Redcliffe Dolphin number 494. Former Dolphins, Queensland and Australian star Brent Tate will join me. Are you one of the 10,000 people heading to Randwick this weekend for the $15 million Everest? Let us know if you're heading out and who you're backing. We'll catch up with Brett Devine from the ATC for a preview of one of Australian racing's biggest and best days. We'll try and find a winner of the Everest and the other feature races of the weekend, Caulfield Cup, as we do each Thursday with Chris Nelson. Angela Reeks from the Sydney Sixers will be on the program. So too will Duncan Chubb, talking rugby, and plenty of your texts and calls, 0457 736 736. Or give me a call, 1300 01 1170. But first up, the deal is done. The 17th team is in, and the Dolphins have won the bid. On the line this morning is their bid chief, Terry Reader. Good morning, Terry. Congratulations.
No, thank you, Matt. It's wonderful news, and everyone's very excited, that's for sure.
I bet they are. I saw you spraying champagne for the cameras yesterday. Well, trying anyway. You had a good crack at it a couple of times. Just tell me what the last 24 hours has been like for you and for your club and for the team that had this bid together, because we had the leak, Terry, so the Rugby League world was convinced that Redcliffe was in, but I guess you didn't get official announcement until when?
No, we probably just point that out because a lot of people thought we were making it up, so we didn't know, but we didn't. We were working with the NRL. We knew that they came back and asked us for more info last Friday, and we provided that, and we were working through, and it actually sort of caught us off guard because we were, the media said that the commission was meeting on Thursday, so when we got the call yesterday morning, it sort of caught us a little bit off guard, but it was a welcome surprise, that's for sure, when our Andrew called at about 9:05 and told us that the commission had met that morning and ratified a 17-team comp in 23, and that the Dolphins was the winning bid, and congratulations. So it's certainly been a whirlwind since then, that's for sure.
What's the reaction been like, not just from your Redcliffe base, your long and tried and tested supporter base right there and your successful leagues club and around that area, but from further afield, have you had any you know, strange congratulation messages from outside of your area?
Yeah, well, so people remember the club was started in 1947, so you know, it's got a really, really proud history, and so there's a lot of excitement, a lot of people, new families of people that used to play for the club, that, you know, it's the reason the club operates was to play rugby league at the highest level, and they had that taken off them in 87 when the Broncos came in 88 into the New South Wales Rugby League, and you know, they were relegated to the second tier, if you like, and ever since that day they've been investing in community facilities, infrastructure, and football, of course, because developed many players have gone on and played NRL, to be ready to one day deliver top flight football to their club, and it's arrived, it's here. So there's a lot of excitement and a lot of pride that the club's back where, should we say, it belongs.
A lot's been made, Terry, of the financial position of your club, but there would have been a whole heap of aspects that you'd need to lay on the table for the NRL to say yes to you. What do you think got you across the line?
Yeah, well, you're right, because it was, and we should point out, there are three very strong bids. And if you listen to Andrew Abdo's press conference yesterday, he said that. But he, you know, when he made mention of why we were the preferred option to go, it'd be the 17th team, and it's probably because of the overall picture. Because you look at population and people, that's a very, very important part. So Moreton Bay, where the Dolphins is based in Redcliffe, there is in the Moreton Bay Shire, which is the third biggest council area in Australia. And then it's linked to the fourth biggest council area in Australia, which is the Sunny Coast. So that northern corridor, before you worry about Brisbane and its growth, is nearly 900,000 people. So that's a massive part of it. But and then the diversity of the business, you know, we do have were, you know, very well set up, and the guys, you know, our chairman Bob Jones and Tony Murphy, the group CEO, have been working hard on that for, well, they've been associated with the club for 40 and 47 years respectively, either playing and administrating there, and have done a wonderful job with the board and to build what they have. But, you know, they're you know, when you've got a shopping centre, a leagues club, aquatic centre, a leased office space, and then obviously a stadium which holds, you know, we didn't build that to be an NRL stadium. We built that to host events because, you know, in Brisbane, you've only got Suncorp Stadium, which has 50, and you've got Gabba 40 and Kiwi 260. So we're the only boutique stadium in Brisbane. So, you know, it's a wonderful revenue source for the club too, and a great thing to bring people to our precinct. So, you know, there's some really big factors there, and not to mention the fact that we don't cannibalise the other three clubs, although we have the least material impact on them. So we concentrated very heavily on our proposal, and you would have heard Andrew say yesterday that even the corporate support that we've actually got signed on with dollars and cents contracts done or letters of intent to where, what they want to do with us if we were successful, and they were companies that are actually not investing in rugby league, probably about 75% of them were. So, you know, new to the game because of our area, it's a thriving commercial hub as well. So very, very, you know, it's a very compelling case, or we thought, and thankfully, Peter Melendez and Andrew Abdo and the Commission thought the same thing.
I remember the last time you and I spoke on this program, Terry, and you pointed out those figures there in the Northern Corridor we spoke about, in particular the third largest LGA in Australia, the amount of people. So all of those boxes are ticked. The only box, I guess, that isn't ticked in this one that a lot of people will start to look at is, where do you think this leaves the game in Queensland in the fight against AFL? And how much was that discussed along the way, and how much do you see that as part of your responsibility as well coming in to the NRL?
No, and that was part of it. Things we've looked at about what's going on in our backyard, and if you look at it, you know, that our corridor, and I know the Lions are setting up their administration building in Ipswich or in Springfield, but in the Moreton Bay Shire Council alone, there's been $60 million spent on community soccer and AFL facilities in the last 5 years, and currently a $20 million Centre of Excellence for Soccer and Junior Raw Academy being built in our area. So if you want to look at a real battleground, that's where they're going after the kids and young boys and girls to play the game. And we want to make sure, and I'm thankful that the NRL have seen that we're the best option on any level. But, you know, that is important. You want to make sure rugby league remains number one. And we've got more people moving to our region than anywhere else in Queensland. So you'll make rugby league, making sure it's number one. And we've given them a new team to support. And even a lot of people have moved to Brisbane. We've got suburbs in those areas that didn't exist 5-10 years ago. So, you know, we've got a new team from the sport, their team, and hopefully we can get right behind it.
I said in my opening piece there, now the next phase begins. Now it gets serious because stage
the real
one,
work.
The real work, mate, it gets heavy from now on. So can I throw a couple of the issues at you and see what kind of answers you can give me about those next phase issues? So first up, the name. I noticed straight away yesterday when the announcement came out that Redcliffe was out and it was just the Dolphins. Now, are you ruling out that Redcliffe stays out of the name completely, or are you open to the fact that you could look at adding another name before the Dolphins?
No, well, what we presented to the NRL, you imagine the submission was very detailed and the criteria is very detailed, and obviously attracting fans and making sure we can bring a younger demographic in were all parts of things we had to address, and we work with a branding company to come up with a new brand and dolphin that we thought would appeal, and then it sort of still salutes our history. And Redcliffe will be to us what Red Hill is to the Broncos. It's our base. It's where our club and our facilities are. But we're a lot more than Redcliffe, and we appeal to a lot bigger region. So we're presented as the Dolphins, and working through with the NRL on how that looks. But that's what we are, and that's how we intend to do it. And we also have, over the last year, been getting engagement from the community. We said that on our website and early on this process, and said, tell us what you think. And amazingly, people, because you don't want to alienate people from Brisbane by saying Moreton Bay and Moreton Bay or Sunny Coast or whatever it is, because it's bigger than that, all the way up to CQ, where we've got an affiliation with the Capras stretching all the way down from Rocky down to Brisbane. So, people said, why do you have to have a name? Why can't you just be the Dolphins? Because, you know, you just have to think about the power of the Bunnies logo. It's just the bunny. You see it's on their jersey, and you'll see when we bring our brand to life, which we plan to launch in the next week, with the colours and the exact brand and how it'll be positioned. I think everyone will like it, and I hope they do, because let's be honest, everyone loves a dolphin, Matt. You show me someone that doesn't like it often.
Exactly. It's funny you say that because Jimmy Smith and I had a chat just as we left. I left the show yesterday and he picks up at midday and we were trying to figure out the name. And I actually said, why not just the Dolphins? Because I can see that's going to happen further and further down the line. So let's just say the Dolphins are locked in for the short term. Yeah. In particular, and probably the long term. Okay, Coach, Wayne Bennett obviously is your target. That's been made very clear. It appears as though a deal's there to be done. Will Wayne Bennett be your first signing?
Well, I think if you saw what our chairman said yesterday, because a lot of people talk, it's been fantasy until 9 o'clock yesterday when it became reality. Now, we've done a lot of work in the background, make no mistake about that, which will roll out different things now. But the coach is the first one. That November 1 deadline is looming large when we're allowed to sign players and start building our roster for the 23 season. And there's a lot of players coming off contracts, and we need to have some key personnel in the football department in place. And there's none bigger than you need than the coach. So that is the focus now. And we are speaking to Wayne very, very confident that we will want to make him our inaugural coach in 23, which is very exciting for the state, for the city, and certainly for the Dolphins.
Could you get that deal done this week, you reckon?
I don't want to go into the specifics of what's going on, but if you look at what Wayne's quotes were today, that he wants to do it, and he's ready to take the job on and excited by it. So I think everything's going the right direction, Matt. That's the best way to put it at the moment.
And of course, a great 1-2 punch when you're a new club, you're out there and you're making announcements. A 1-2 punch would be coach backed by marquee player. Have you got anyone in line there, or is November 1 when it all starts to go on for you? I mean, clearly you've got some players on your mind.
Yeah, definitely. And essentially, though, again, the coach is probably the first one we've got to put in about before we start picking that. But there's a lot of work's been done on who's off contract and who's happening, and not for me to comment in this forum, and we can't do anything until November 1, so I don't want to put anyone offside. But no, there's work happening in the background, and when the coach takes his seat at the table, obviously he's going to have a fair say in what goes on, so we look forward to getting into that. And you're right, the first signing is a very, very big for the club, and you look at when the new teams come in, Princey at the Titans, and obviously King Wally at the Broncos when they started, it makes a big difference, and that'll be something we're looking forward to.
And what about the home ground? So you just mentioned the, if you're going to play up there, you've got to be playing at Suncorp Stadium. What's the reaction been like for those in your area who then have to travel 40Ks to watch their home team?
Yeah, well, I think the best way to describe it is the club will be big, and that's a national brand. And so there'll be people in Brisbane that support the team, but people are excited to be in there. And I think you've got to point out, and that's another reason probably with our bid, we were claiming a corridor and claiming where the population was, but we're actually going to have a meaningful presence in there. So we'll play majority of games at Suncorp, some at Morton Daly, our very own stadium, and Sunshine Coast Stadium, and have a meaningful presence there where we'll actually be, if you like, creating more interest and getting more boys and girls interested in playing the game and actually supporting the team. So a lot of stuff, we did a bit of research on that about people's willingness to travel and how it is, and we did a lot of work for our submission from PwC, and we've got no worries about doing that. Our transport system's great. They can get in there very quickly. It's only 20 minutes from the airport and 30 minutes from the CBD Redcliffe, so I don't think that'll be an issue at all, and our research tells us it won't as well. And listening to fans yesterday, there's a lot of excitement. They don't care where we're playing, they just want to be there.
And just a couple of final ones, Terry. A listener actually mentioned this to us yesterday, your relationship with the Warriors operating as a feeder club. I know that was announced last year. Where is that, and what happens to that going forward when you enter the NRL?
No, the deal that was done with the Warriors, they're our affiliate side. So when their players aren't playing first grade, some of them filter back and play for the Redcliffe Dolphins in the Intrust Super Cup. And that deal is still in place for next year. And part of the agreement was that if we were lucky enough to win the submission, that obviously that deal finishes, because we become an NRL team in Redcliffe and the Capras will become our affiliates. But what is happening, and you would have seen, maybe not so much media has got down to Sydney about it, but the Warriors are actually going to be based at at the Dolphins next year. So we get, sort of almost get a rehearsal. They're going to play the first six games at our ground, and they're going to use our facilities. And we're also going through some things we need to get in place to bring it up to NRL standard with some of the things there, which the Warriors give us a wonderful way to do because they're going to be based there for the whole year. So we get almost get a dress rehearsal. So it's probably a wonderful, if you like, transition period for us because we've got all that happening and fine-tuning things that we need to do and what's going to be happening when we ascend to become our own an NRL team in 23. So it probably works out really well.
Yeah. All right. And Vossie had this one going this morning. Mascots. You're going to have to get yourself some mascots.
Yeah, it is. We, I mean, obviously, our Redcliffe Dolphins side has a yes. mascot named Flipper, but I think we'll have a bigger and bigger and better one coming for in the NRL, and I'm sure we'll actually speak to our fans and things. I think we'll might even have a competition to see what the new one's name is. So no, there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of things people giving us ideas. Like you've got like the Viking clap that happens in Canberra. What they want to see before we play with the, you know, having an inaugurate the Dolphin into it. So you know, it's a lot of exciting things to happen in a year, and everyone seems to be behind it. So we can't wait to start bringing it to life for the people and be ready to go when it's our turn in 23.
Yeah, your players might be spending a fair bit of time at SeaWorld for photo shoots, Terry, I reckon.
It's the wrong coast, though, Matt. It's the wrong coast. That's the Gold Coast. We're at the Sunshine Coast. Or we're not. We're in Brisbane. What I mean, we're closer to the Sunny Coast than we are to the Gold Coast, that's for sure.
I know where the Dolphins are.
Maybe Tangalooma and Moreton Bay. That's probably more a thing. We can swim with them. I think there might be some photo shoots over there.
There you go. Sorted that one. Good on you, Terry. I think we've ticked through quite a few issues there. We'll keep our feedback going and any great feedback from our listeners, you know, regarding names or mascots or whatever it is, you know, feel free to tap into that as a resource as well, because our listeners have some great ideas. It's a big, big thing. You know, it's you have to go back to the Titans, 14 odd years ago to be
14
the last,
years ago, yeah.
Yeah, the last new team. Yeah. So you've done all the hard
work. And talking
work.
About the power of the Dolphin, I mean, people remember is the Titans came in as the Dolphins and we had to get it back, and that's why we knew the power of our Dolphin, because of the research that was done there when we went through that legal battle 14-15 years ago. So you know, the Dolphins, it's got a great reputation already around our state, and we hope to make it bigger and better.
Yeah, well said. Congratulations, Terry. Appreciate your time this morning.
No, thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Cheers. Thank you.
And we look forward to 2023. So the Dolphins are in. A lot of details to go through there.